And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, do we have a great show for you today. We're going to be talking bluefin fishing, offshore fishing, Fisherman's Landing. We got Captain Jake from The Fortune and Carl Schmidt from Fisherman's Landing joining us. Today is going to be a great show. Talking tuna. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and on 97.3 The Fan.
The best just got better. Shimano is proud to introduce the all-new Talica 20A and 25A reels. The Talica series is Shimano's flagship two-speed lever drag reel. It sits at the very pinnacle of the offshore world. The Shimano's Talica success is driven by its durability and spec attributes, allowing the series to differentiate from other lever drag reels within the market. The Talica is built around a cold forge machined aluminum one-piece frame. The all-new Talica 20A and 25A now boasts Infinity Drive. Infinity Drive employs two drag washers housed in the side of the reel, allowing for an ultra-smooth, powerful drag system while at the same time increasing winding power under a load as much as 40%. There's also a new lower low gear. If your utmost concern is performance without compromise, Talica 20A and 25A are the reels for you. Available now at your local Shimano dealer. Take a closer look at the Ford F-150. You'll see hard work, a great adventure, and so much more. Inside and out, it's designed for the family, the road trip, and the most demanding job. The 2025 Ford F-150, whether it's gas, hybrid, or all-electric, to meet your needs. From California's best-selling truck brand, it's time to see Ford in a new light. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealer today to see the great selection across the full truck lineup. Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
All right, good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And yeah, just stoked to be here with you, Rick. And
yeah, me too. So lots of fun yesterday. And as I already forget to unmute something. So, obviously, Pete being the master of switching the buttons, and we talk about it all the time and joke about, you know, poor Rick not knowing nearly the board like Pete does. Yesterday, we had a little bit of issue with our Facebook and YouTube stream. Now, when you and I were talking, and Pete and Steve Johnny and Steve, and having all the fun yesterday, audio no problem. What was not making it out for our people that listen on YouTube and Facebook was the audio from our callers and the commercials was not playing. And although we are diligently trying to get that fixed and might have gotten it here now, that was still the issue. So, as we've always said, the stream is the king in terms of keeping in touch with Let's Talk Hookup and, of course, our home at 97.3 The Fan. So, today we will be on The Fan full 2 hours, full audio, full callers, all that great stuff. As well as our Let's Talk Hookup app. That's the flawless way to listen to it. Until we get our YouTube and Facebook issue fixed up. If you want to watch the show, just bring the screen up and have your app playing in the background. There's a little issue with getting the audio for the phone calls and the catch reporters and then the commercials.
Just a minor hiccup.
Yeah, so anyways, my bad. Pete's gone. Obviously, we all know Pete would have that mastered, so my bad, y'all. but we're going to hang out and talk fishing for the next couple hours. That I can do, I promise you.
And I think we can call it an entertaining issue, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just adds a little spice to the thing, right?
Yeah,
you could
imagine. Yeah, there was some microphones off issues yesterday, and some commercials not playing yesterday. So it was a long one, but still a fun one, and a great time talking with the boys about the big summer kickoff sale yesterday. And speaking of good times, man, we got a good one today. So we're waiting on Captain Jake of the Fortune. You know, the boat was just fishing, and Carl was saying, he's probably not even back from fishing yet. So hopefully we'll have Jake come through and get a fresh report. But in the meantime, we have one of our best friends of the show and part of the Let's Talk Hookup family, and that is Captain Carl Schmidt of Fisherman's Landing. So first off, good morning, Carl.
Good morning, everyone. How's everyone doing?
Always say captain. Now, Carl is a captain. You worked your whole life on sport boats, do have a captain's license, but you're more like captain of the boats coming and going and all the operations that are happening these days at Fisherman's Landing. So captain of a different ship. You know, you're almost like more the admiral now rather than using your license to push sticks and turn the steering wheel.
Yeah, for the most part, my job is to get these guys off the dock, fill the boats up, and try to put Fisherman's Landing's best face on there as best as we can and the voice for everyone, you know, and trying to help everyone out as much as we can as a landing and as a group of people to promote our business and get people out fishing with all the great boats out of Fisherman's Landing.
Totally. Carl is like such a unique position for, you know, at the landing, you know, like the manager of the operations of things. And you are so unique for that position because you've done just about every job that exists at Fisherman's Landing, from pushing carts to being a crew member to being a captain to working in the tackle store. I mean, rental tackle and reservations, like you've had your hand in just about every facet that is at the landing.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, I've done it all, and I've enjoyed my whole journey through Pinheads to the tackle shop to the office, reservations, rental, you know, and really learn the whole business versus just one aspect of the business, and getting to have so many great relationships with the guys on the boats and everywhere and the customers. Customer service is not the easiest all the time, but I really enjoy getting people on the boat and them fishing and enjoying their vacations and stuff like that.
Totally.
Yep.
And this is the time, man. This is the time that we have waited a long time for. You get through the off season and you get through all the what ifs and I hope the fish start biting and this was an odd year. You know, you go back a long time. So the fish biting in April or May is still a huge bonus. You know, you go back to bonus times where, you know, you didn't even think about tuna fishing until end of June,
correct,
beginning of July. Yeah. So all of this time right now we're happy with. But, you know, we're in that new cycle where if it's not, you know, if you're not seeing it in March, you start to wonder, okay, what's going on? Is it going to be happening? And this season, it kicked off, and I'll tell a funny story. Like, I know exactly when the kickoff happened. It was during our family trip to Hawaii. I woke up in the morning, and I had, like, three missed phone calls from Carl and a couple from Gavin on the Queen and somebody else, and they were all at 4 a.m. Hawaii time, which was right about the time Let's Talk Hookup was going on, and I figured, well, the boys must have caught some fish yesterday because everybody needs the phone number to come talk about it. But it was crazy that this year it kind of – it really kind of just light switched, you know? It went from a couple of trips to nothing to boom, limits, and big ones and cows. And this was off to a great start.
On a Friday, it was nothing, maybe one or two fish there. Then Saturday, it was limits for every boat that was out there. That's like, normally, like, it kind of grows, you know? I mean, I was out the week before. We saw a little bluefin. We caught limits of yellowtail, you know, that kelp-sized kelp patty stuff, you know? The next weekend, all week, I mean, I think that whole week there was like three bluefin caught, you know, between the long range boats that were going out and stuff like that. And then, Ali R and then Gavin and, the Tribute and the guys that were out there. I mean, we got limits. It's like, what the heck? I mean, something changed and they wanted to bite and they were chewing the paint off the bottom of the boat, you know, that 40 to 60 pound fish or 30 to 60 pound fish. everything wanted to die there for about 10 days. Hopefully, Mother Nature is kind to us. It's not as bad out there as what the weather guys are saying. And tomorrow, the whole fleet's going. There's about 6 or 7 boats going out again tomorrow. And they pick up right where they left off on Friday, Saturday.
That's truly what's beautiful about this time of the year. I mean, you could have a blow like this that, I mean, really, yesterday I said 36 hours, but I don't think it's even a 20-hour period of wind, right?
Yeah.
And calms down, and things resituate nearly immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it...
Yeah, the bounce back is fast.
This time of the year.
Summertime.
There was guys on one of the social medias like, oh, you can't go fishing after a storm and blah, blah, blah. It's like, some of the best fishing I've seen is like right after the day after the storm.
The aftermath.
The guys that go out there and they're like, oh, we don't know. And I mean, they leave at 10 o'clock in the morning, 10, 11 o'clock in the morning, at 9 o'clock. Oh, get a text from one of the guys. We got limits, or they're biting, they're chewing, you know, or whatever. And we see really good sign and wake up in the morning and it's like, ding, 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 ding. And it's like, all right, yeah, it's still there. It didn't move at all, you know.
So how has the season, you know, gotten rolling? Has it been a repeat of similar things in terms of the size of fish? And, you know, we were seeing some real big ones at the very beginning there, and still are, I'm sure. I mean, has it been a jig fishing thing? What's been the grade of the fish? And, you know, you kind of keep your pulse on things. Like, how have you been setting guys up in terms of when they're getting their gear at nighttime? And what's been the general rundown of the season thus far?
I think this season's kind of picked up right where it left off last season at the end there. All jig fishing, mostly at night. You know, you do find some of these daytime, like, slow plunkers, one or two fish going there for 3 or 4 hours, you know. And those seem to be the bigger ones during the day, you know, that 80 to 130-pound fish, you know, either on the sinker rig or someone dropping back a dead flyer or something like that, or fishing a big mackerel. You know, it's nothing wide open, but something. It's nice to see some yellowtail on the kelp patties this early in the season. But it's 90% or 95% nighttime fishing on your tuna bombs or your eddy bombs, whatever you want to call them. The tungsten jigs have been working well. I know some of the bigger fish have been on the rip rollers again this year. You know, I know talking to Sam, he had 4 or 5 fish, those bigger fish, all on the rip, those 400-gram rip rollers.
Okay,
and 500,
big jigs.
Big jigs for the bigger ones, you know. But, I wouldn't say there's a standout jig quite yet for the year. But, yeah, we picked up right where we left off last year, you know.
That's awesome.
And it's nice to see those yellowtail during the daytime fishing. It gives them guys a reason to stay up and looking ready to go for some action.
This is fun, too, when there's a lot of 40 to 80-pound fish around, which it seems to be the case right now, but then also schools of those real big ones.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, there's the stories of triumph, but there's also the fun stories of guy getting his absolute butt kicked. And, you know, I figured the fish were 40-pounders, and I didn't really want to use my big rig because it's heavy, so I was jigging with something a little smaller, and then I hooked one, and I never got to turn the handle. And, you know, there's the stories of getting blown out right now, too, that are pretty fun.
Yeah, I tell people call it, what should I be fishing at night? Heaviest gear you can get away with. Most of the fish are 40 to 60 pounds, you know. Yeah, but there's that 250-pounder out there. You want to be prepared. You want the right gear for the right fish. You hook one of those big fish, the chances of landing them are slim to none, you know. So fish the right gear for the right fish type of deal. It's better to be overpowered on stuff or whatever versus undergun, you know.
Have some extra.
Yeah.
I don't remember where I read it, but somebody a long time ago, that was one of my favorite long-range sayings. Like, I've never seen a guy hooked up to a big fish and wish that he had it on a smaller reel.
Yeah.
Plenty of times when you're standing at the rail fly line in a bait, you wish you had that little tranks in your hand, but sometimes it's nice to have the Talico when you're attached to a big one. So one thing that I overhear being in the tackle store all the time and hearing you guys busy over on the reservation side is this seems like the busy time of year when everybody's really trying to get their charters booked, or they forgot about it in the off season, and all of a sudden bluefin are biting, and it's just amazing that you know you're going fishing, you know you got your construction company, you want to take all your boys out fishing, you want to get your subs out there, and we just never seem to think about it until the light bulb goes off and the fish are biting. But it's crazy on my side hearing how busy you are. What's the rundown of the charter season like? How are the boats? Is there time? Are we already screwed? You know, and how does the overlook feel for you on that side with charter fishing?
Plenty of weekends would be tough. But there are plenty of boats, like Jake on the Fortune. He's got lots of room for August and September. I don't know about weekends off the top of my head, but plenty of opportunity on the Fortune. You know, the great thing about that, his boat, is kind of a smaller boat, but it packs like kind of a big boat feel to it.
Yeah.
It holds a lot of bait.
Totally
holds,
agree.
Big fish holds, you know. It's a small boat that can really do a 3-day trip really comfortably,
yeah,
or a 2.5-day trip. And, you know, it's one of those boats that, you know, you can still take 18 or 20 guys on a 3-day trip, you know, compared mm-hmm. to some of the other smaller boats. And that's the nice thing about his boat. But there's plenty of opportunity for, like, the bigger boats, also the Tomahawk and stuff like that. Plenty of open reservations. Guys, wait always to, like, the old saying is, like, don't wait for the fish to start biting to make your reservation because you're going to miss the bite. And, like, now everyone sees the fish are biting, and, like, I want to do a 3-day trip on whatever boat. Well, the 3-day trips and the 2.5-day trips the last couple of years have been super popular. Those are starting to fill up really fast. Like, oh, man, like, I don't know what to do now. It's like, well, just go fishing. Like, that's my whole thing. Just go fishing, you know. Enjoy the time on the water. The Pacific Ocean, you never know what you're going to run into. It's beautiful out there and stuff. So go fishing and have a good time, and you're going to – if you go – 10 times, probably 7 out of those 10 times you're going to catch fish.
The one thing you can be sure of when you're doing a trip at a fisherman's landing, especially one of the, you know, one of the boats that, that are near and dear to your heart, like, you know the service is going to be fantastic.
Yeah.
You know the food is going to be great. You know the crew is going to be top notch. Like, you're going to have an awesome trip. And let's put it this, let's be real, man, this season is off to a great start.
Yeah.
Like, it's, there's very few things out of control. Weather might be one of them and fish might be another. But yeah,
yeah.
I'm with you. Just go when the time is appropriate for you and enjoy it. And it sounds so cliche to say, but man, it is the truth. Like, you go and enjoy what it throws at you. And more
yeah.
often than not, what it throws at you is a couple of big bluefins.
Yeah. And enjoy the time on the boat and meet some new friends, you know, have a beer or Coke or whatever your fancy is, and get to meet some new people and enjoy the time. And this early spring, early summer, there's lots of room on most of the boats still, because people have been waiting to see what's going to happen with the season. It's here. I mean,
yeah.
You know, and it's the fish are biting. I mean, it's been 10 days or 2 weeks now of straight good bluefin tuna fishing with some yellowtail mixed in.
Yeah, I love it, man. Yeah.
I know the yellows on the kelps. I mean,
yeah.
That's kind of it didn't happen last year, really. You
Not
know, I mean, it was
like
kind of
3 or 4 years.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. So it's kind of nice to see that, and even the yellows at the islands.
Man. Ooh,
like, right?
Man, there's
yeah.
been some beautiful fish
God.
At the Coronado Islands.
Big.
And,
yeah.
You know, reading the report from Booger and Brawley yesterday,
yeah.
sounds like there was sure no shortage
yeah.
of seeing fish and lots of opportunity to cast at it, but as it often does in the beginning of the season, it wasn't ready to go full speed, but boy, it sounded like your visual and opportunity was amazing. And then the ones that did let their guard down were all really nice grade.
And I bet
Beautiful.
In the next day or two after this wind comes
exactly.
down, those islands are going to bite, I bet, in the next 3 to 5 days.
Bring it on,
yeah.
man.
You know, the other cool thing that I want to talk about, I saw, you know, just on social media, Captain Nano from the Dolphin yesterday. There is, like, some very good sneaker calico bass
yeah.
fishing going on the half-day boat. Corey, it's in your backyard in the area that
yeah.
I know you love the best. And so Danny Wade came by the shop yesterday and just saying, like, man, it's going to go today. It's
yeah.
going to go tomorrow. You just got off the water, calico bass fishing. Corey, let me see if this condition tickles your fancy. He was
you know it is.
outside the kelp line around Green Take and Point Loma. 64.4 degrees, ripping down an in current, and beautiful, beautiful blue water.
Oh, man. Yeah,
and
that's that right there.
And tanks a big chove for the sport boat to get things sprinkled around and going a little bit. I mean, it gets no better.
Yeah, I'm fired up. I mean, we've talked about it. When we have cool winters where the water temp's 55, 56, it doesn't take much.
Yeah.
It 58 degrees, and it starts to happen. 60,
sure.
you know, 62, and...
Yeah,
you better hold on.
It was funny. Last week, Jason was in from the Dolphin. He's like, 3 days from now, that water's starting to clean up. It's starting to tick up.
Yeah.
And we drove by the kelp line and threw some bait. Those bass reacted to the bait and it's flipping and flopping and doing its thing. And, yeah, 2 days later, the afternoon, they had 25 legals and 50 shorts, you know, and 100 short barracuda mixed in, and the guys hooked 2 or 3 yellowtail and lost them and stuff. And he's like, yeah.
That's good times right there.
Happening.
Yeah.
We dig it.
You know what's even more happening? We just had the man step
yeah.
in the studio.
What's up, Captain Jake?
How's it going?
Good, buddy.
Good.
Well,
good to see you.
We're stoked to have you, and you know,
fresh off the boat, literally.
Yeah, not much fresher info than having Captain Jake. And man, we're certainly pumped to have you, buddy.
Thank you.
Yeah, and it's been off to an early start in terms of fishing goes, but glad to have you in here, and lots for us to talk about. We're going to be talking fortune, all the great stuff you've been doing with the boat, recent fishing trips. But Corey, we just got a great show coming for you today.
We do. Yeah, we're stoked to have him in the studio and good to go. And you want to join us? We're going to give away a trip on the Fortune. Now, is that going to be an overnight, a day and a half? If they did an overnight, they could upgrade to a day and a half if they wanted to,
sure.
You know? And I think that's the way we should do it.
Yeah,
so,
I love it.
An overnight trip, any open party trip that's available through Fisherman's Landing.
Yeah.
So it'll be an open party overnight trip. And if you want to upgrade that to the day and a half or whatever you have on the books as an open party trip,
say Carl and be real nice.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. We can work it out that way. Yep. So Carl's the man, and Jake, stoked to have you in studio. You want to join us? Two ways to do it. We're going to be on the fan for a full 2 hours this morning. Jeff's waiting for your call. You can give him a shout now. 833-288-0973. That's the phone of the fan there. Jeff's waiting for your call. Or you can text us via the app. And as Rick mentioned earlier, you want the full experience. You can listen to us on the radio this morning or the app, and you'll have the callers. I know there were issues with YouTube and Facebook Live. So if you're on YouTube or Facebook Live and you missed the beginning of the show, tune into the app or just 97.3 The Fan. We're going to be right back with Jake from The Fortune when we turn on the Let's Talk Hookup app. 97.3 The Fan, YouTube and Facebook Live.
Do you know why a million customers visited Summit Gasoline last year at the San Diego Sports Arena? Because they give you the lowest price on fuel. Great service and easy access, even for trucks and trailers at their 24 pumps. Summit is known for the best price on ice, too. Almost half the cost of any other vendor. 25 pounds for just $3.99. Martha and her crew love fishermen. And they'll prove it by giving you 100 pounds free with a 35-gallon fill-up. Summit offers over 40 snacks and drinks to choose from for only 89 cents. And even a line of hand creams and lip balms for 89 cents, too. Summit now proudly offers locally made burritos and sandwiches, made fresh daily and ready to go wherever the current takes you. Summit just upgraded their car wash. And for a limited time, get a deluxe car wash for only $6. Grab the wife's car, grab a cheap sandwich, and make up for the day on the water. Summit Gasoline. Lowest prices, friendliest staff, easy access, and free ice. What more can you ask for?
Fillet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing AFTCO fillet knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, AFTCO knives feature 4116 German stainless steel, bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Fillet knives from AFTCO. Any fish, any water.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaboard Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaboard Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaport, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaport Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaportlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Hi, this is Tommy the Fishmonger from Tunaville Market and Grocery and the TV show Fishmonger. I've known Yosef Husseini for over 20 years, and he's the expert when it comes to real estate. He's helped me with estate planning and multiple estate questions that the average guy like myself just doesn't understand. Yosef's not only a fellow angler, but he's an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find their ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free, no-obligation home evaluation now online from Yosef by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address, and you'll get that report fast. Yosef is a SoCal real estate guy to go to. He's helped me and many of my customers and family members to find what they are looking for in a home. He understands the real estate market like no other, so take it from Tommy the Fishmonger. Yosef's the real deal when it comes to your real estate needs. Go to SoCalHomeEval.com, and I'll see you at Tunaville Market and Grocery.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And just stoked that Jake's in studio and we're having a fun time and talking fortune, Fisherman's Landing, and the good bite happening.
Yeah, yeah, damn right, man. Well, Jake, we're stoked to have you join us. It's been a steady start to the season, and obviously we're all a little bummed with this little Mother Nature threw us, kept us tied to the dock for a day, though. But I'm stoked to have you in here, and you've started this season on a cool run, and a run that's almost like been the forgotten trip. It's been the most affordable for your passengers, and you've been on the Bluefin, and Fortune's doing, correct me if I'm wrong, you're calling it reverse overnight.
Yeah, reverse
overnight. What the hell does
overnight.
That mean? So
we leave at noon, and we're fishing by 8 o'clock, you know, nighttime. Fish all night till 2, 3, 4 in the morning, depending on how far they are, and then as the night goes on, we just start coming in, you know.
That's perfect.
Yeah, back by 9 or 10 in the morning.
It's kind of one of the things we were talking about yesterday. You're just maximizing effective fishing time for the passengers.
Yeah.
Not the easiest trip for you and your crew to run and keeping you up in, you know, a lot of the day, but in terms of bang for the buck for the fishermen, I mean, that's it. You're just going. Fish are well within your range, especially leaving as early as you are.
Yeah, well, and the daytime fishing lately has not been been anything at all. So
yeah,
it's all been nighttime, everything.
Maximize your fishing time, and because of that, you're able to offer a very affordable trip too. Yeah. I mean, it's easy on the pocketbook. It's a great way to get out there, and trips have already been seeing success. I know you were out last week, caught them again. So it's a really cool trip that you're offering. And are those open parties? I mean, I know that Fortune, we talked about it before, very popular as a charter boat, but this is just an open party trip, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, these are all open party trips, just to kick our season off.
I love it.
Get the blood flowing, you know?
Yeah, make sure all your systems are running right on the boat. And how was the off season? Did you have a big year this year in terms of boat work? Or I know when we talked to you last time, you had a lot that you had done before, so did you get to have an easier off season because of all the work you put into the boat previous, or was this a heavy one?
It was easier, but it was also pretty heavy at the same time. We had to do our egress stuff and just the stuff Coast Guard wanted us to do.
Okay.
The previous year, you know, all the new regulations and stuff. We needed to make a new escape hatch and a bow, and that, a lot of fiberglass work there.
A lot of safety stuff.
Yeah, a lot of safety stuff.
Okay, cool. Now, Carl kind of gave us a little bit of rundown before we were having you join us, but give us a little rundown on the Fortune. Tell us about it. Carl was bragging about how well the boat fishes and how big it fishes and is capable of doing multi-day trips, but kind of give us a rundown of what she's like and the trips you like running, and you know, just tell us about your girl.
I like running the longer trips, really, the 2.5, 3 days, 3.5s, you know, those trips are really the bread and butter right there, where you get the time to go out there and put something together, like
totally
some real hits, you know, yeah, style hits.
You get on them, you stay on them, you know what the fish are doing.
Yeah,
if exactly. It's a morning thing, you have multiple mornings to do it. If it's an evening thing, you got time to get yourself into position to take advantage of it. You're not in a rush.
Yeah, yeah, you're not in a rush. You get out there, you figure out what they're doing, where they're going. Stay on top of them, just like you said. And then the boat itself, it's a big little boat.
Exactly what Carl was saying. Yeah. It really is, right?
It's a big little boat. Coming from the long-range industry and all that stuff, you know, it's... I was worried about going to a smaller boat, and it's proven me wrong.
Yeah,
in that way.
And you guys take, by design, a pretty, you know, again, you came from a long range background, and that's how the Fortune is run. It's like a little mini, you know, you by design take a reduced passenger load. You like lesser people. Like, the boat could fish more, but that's not what you guys do on the Fortune.
Yeah, exactly. Like, on our 3 day trips, we take 15, and then 2 days,
so nice.
Yeah, we
My
take 18.
God.
So. Keep the load lighter. It helps with everybody, you know, helps with tangles, all that stuff.
Totally.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, we're excited to hear about it. And how about charters? You know, again, Carl touched on it a little bit, but it sounds like it's been a busy year, but there's still opportunity, still time. Carl talked about how successful the boat had been going, but you know, there's still opportunities to get on the boat, both in the open party and the charter setting. How's the books looking in terms of charters for this year?
The later months are pretty full so far, but any open party trip that you guys see or want to charter, it's open. So
yeah.
Let the landing know, and we'll make it
harder. I love it, man.
Yeah, because it's perfect. I mean, not everybody has 28 guys, right?
Yeah.
But the perfect 12 to 15.
That's what's so attractive about the boat, exactly.
Size, right.
Yeah,
exactly.
You don't need to come up with a huge group to make a charter happen. You're not trying to track down, you know, 30 guys where their phone numbers, their deposits. When you're the charter master, you know, you can book that boat and get it done. I love it. It's one of my most favorite boats, and it's so fishy. you know, it's had a great history of operators, and it's just always been on the fish, and it's really cool to see Jake take that thing and really run with it.
Yeah, and it rides really well in the weather. You know, it's a Kelly hull, you know, fiberglass heavy. It's made to fish the Pacific Northwest, so there is a little weather, you're going to be pretty darn comfortable on that boat, you know. Plenty of room up and down the rail on the boat and stuff like that. So if you got 10 guys, 12 guys, like the Fortune is like a perfect boat for you. You don't need to fork over $10,000-$12,000 a day to charter a boat, you know. You don't have to come, like Rick was saying, up with like 30 guys and stuff. You got 12 of your best friends, you can easily get on the boat. It's very comfortable, good food, very plenty of bait, plenty of fish hold room on the boat and stuff like that. So a good operation.
Yeah, straight up, man. Well, I dig it. Well, the phones are packed up. Everybody's excited again. Not only is it going to be your opportunity to talk to Jake, talk to Carl about this great fishing we got going on, talk about the Fortune, we have also got a fantastic prize. Just like Corey mentioned, one lucky caller or texter to the show is going to go fishing on an overnight trip. They're going to be able to jump on board the Fortune, get in on this great fishing, a really, really cool prize for one lucky caller. And a big thanks to Jake and Carl for making that happen for us, man. That's awesome. Somebody's going to get to go fishing. Well, Corey, why don't we jump into the phones?
Let's do it. How about John? John Colm from San Diego. Good morning, John.
What's up, John?
Good morning, guys. Wanted to ask the captain, what is his biggest challenge to running that business? Is it mechanical, weather? Is it personnel? Is it the fish? What's the biggest challenge?
I would say it's not personnel, not mechanical. It's mostly just getting out and running constantly, you know. That's part of the biggest challenge. The later months are really good, but starting off, it's a little tough. That's why we're offering these reverse overnight trips, just to get out and get going, you know, get the blood flowing, get everything working.
Getting the run started.
Yeah, getting the run started, getting the name out there.
Yeah, and you've taken over a fantastic boat, and it has had a great reputation. You have earned yourself a really good reputation within our industry, but it's the beginning of the season, and it's everybody doing the same thing, and you know, Jake's got a great boat and a great history, but like you said, you're also competing for those same early trips with guys that have been on the same run for 40 years and developed a 40-year relationship. So.
Yeah, exactly. It's about getting my new name out there, you know, and getting the boat out there again.
Yeah. What you have leg up-wise is Jake gets them, and you've just got a knack for catching bluefin, and everybody that stepped off the boat has just been rave reviews on your customer service, so... You got a pretty solid leg up on some of those guys. You're doing it right.
Thank you.
And coming from a long range background, I mean, the whole experience for the angler is really a step above like most operations, right?
Yeah. So we go on personality, you know. You gotta be personal with the people. That's all how it goes.
And for those that don't know, what boat?
Yeah, what was your background like, Jake? What did you do before the days on the Fortune?
Well, I was on the Royal Star for the last seven years, whatever it was. I don't remember. Time flies, you know.
Right.
And then the Apollo before that, I was on there for 5 years, going down, fishing Puerto Vallarta, catching the big ones, and, you know, coming back up, fishing the winters up, or the early summers up here.
Yeah.
And then...
And how much has this fishery, you know, that you're in now changed, or is this what, you know, this nighttime sonar fishing, I mean, you kind of cut your teeth in it, you know, like, you know, I feel like in terms of you driving the boat and, you know, and that kind of thing, like, this has been the deal, you know, for the last 10 years of your career, this has kind of been our style of fishing.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, before that, we'd go out there and we'd fish all day and drift all night, you know, when I was a kid, and then we figured them out. We figured out you can catch them at night.
How crazy is that? I mean, I've mentioned it on air so many darn times, but... Like, I mean, Rick's almost of my age, and Carl, you're my age.
Yeah.
How many decades did we spend? Jake's younger, obviously, but how many decades did we spend running over fish that was fishable?
Yeah, and we're just like, oh, well, we'll catch those things tomorrow morning.
Yeah. They were numbers on a notepad for the
right.
morning time. Yeah, we saw fish here, a really good school there, really good one over here, too.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know how many times I filled out a notepad with numbers on there. Oh, we saw fish here, good sign here, whatever on a notepad.
Yeah.
Or stop the boat and like, all right, we'll start here in the morning, you know, and pick up right there. And I was like, no one ever stopped and
dropped the jig.
Once in a while, you catch a Dorado at night or something like that.
Yeah, never, in the lights. Yeah.
Yeah, you never took a jig and dropped it down there to catch a fish.
That time was for sleeping.
Yeah, exactly.
So crazy, though.
Well, yeah. Hey, we had a fun text. It says, good morning, guys. First off, he was giving me some credit, and thanks for Rory. He said, man, there's a whole lot of switches over there. You can see on the board. Rick's
really
in charge of all this stuff now, and I like it a whole lot better when I'm sitting in Corey's chair.
Exactly.
And Pete's running. But we're having fun. One, I wanted to say a big thanks to the guys in the landing office, Carl and all the boys in the ticket shop, having their pulse on what's going on the water. They always make you feel comfortable when you go down there. I want to say a big thank. That's a big thanks to guys like Jake. You know, I in the tackle store have an unfair advantage because every time a guy like Jake comes through, we always get to hit him up, man. What's been the deal? What was the hot jig? What was the hot setup? What was the deal? Thank you for the compliment for the boys knowing what's going on in the tackle store. But most of it is because the guys sitting across from us, like Carl and Jake. So getting to Rory's question, he says, what has been the hot jig thus far this season? And can Captain Jake give us a rundown of his favorite nighttime jigging setup?
Oh, okay. I like the jigging rods, personally, myself. The heavier, stiffer ones. You don't want the little light, flimsy ones.
So you're not talking about a rail rod that you fish a jig with. You're talking about the true vertical style jigging rods.
Yeah, the true vertical style jigging rods with any two-speed reel that can handle a big fish if you do get one on there.
And that's something that's different, too, because like the super niche-y jigging reels, most of them are
single speed,
like a mid-gear ratio, very torquey, you know, a lot of power, but still a single speed.
Yeah, like the Avid JX reels, those are pretty good. They're big, so you get a lot of gear retrieval on them, you know, you get a lot of retrieve speed on them, and then you also have your two speed option there as well. So
see that I really like hearing from a guy like Jake, because you are, again, with all your long range and big fish background, you are intimately comfortable and familiar with true rail rod big fish tackle. You've dealt with thousands of big ones on rail rods and big two speeds, and with that said, you still prefer that heavy jigging style rod for your nighttime jigging set. Like, you've done plenty of both, is what I'm getting at.
Under 200 pounds.
Okay.
You know, once you get over 200 pounds, you need the rail rod. You need the 50, 30 wides.
Yeah.
You know, you need those big reels. But
now, what is it about the jigging rod? Is it more the action that it provides the jig, and thus you're getting bit better, or just the comfort of fishing a rod and reel that weighs a whole lot less? Is it the power that you produce when you're just pulling on them? What is it about that you prefer over the heavier outfit?
It's a combo of all that, I would say.
Okay.
And then also, like, the smaller reel, you can let your jig fly faster. That's the true key to night fishing, is, like, you want almost no tension on the spool when you're dropping your jig. So it's just flying as
speedy
fast as
down.
It'll go. Yeah, and then that's when the jig works the best. That's when it starts fluttering. Mm-hmm. That's when it starts going down, you know. And then all of a sudden you feel it stop. Or you
game
feel
on.
A dunk, and then you get throw it in gear, and there you go. Have
you ever seen, Jake, those jigging rods? I mean, I'm curious, because I love that style of fishing, but I have yet to partake in larger bluefin, you know, that style. But rockfish, calico, yellows, you know, I love that style, right?
Yeah.
But have you ever seen anybody, like, undermatched? I mean, have you ever seen an individual, like, hooked up and, like, oh, my God, this guy's, like...
That's what I'm saying. You want the heavier ones. You want
ones. And that's what does
light, little flimsy ones that are for small jigs, small fish. Just what you guys are saying,
but then you get
the tuna rods as well.
Yeah,
you want the heaviest one you can find, typically.
But then there's the Brian Wynn, right?
Sure.
That knows what the heck he's doing, and he's a jigging expert, and he could probably do some damage to a 200 pounder, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's
I caught a 160 pounder last year in like 3 minutes on
the
road. It came up so hot, it was crazy.
Who's
stuck a gaff in it and just
that's what I wanted. That's the story that I wanted. And yes, congratulations, you wound that thing in fast. I want the story of the poor guy whose job it was to try and make that thing go on board the boat.
Yeah, that's their problem, though, not yours.
Right.
I like it.
That's crazy, man. Good laughter. We're going to be right back. You're listening to Jake from The Fortune, and we're on the Let's Talk Cooker Pap, the 97.3 The Fan YouTube and Facebook Live.
45 years. That's how long we've been right here on Mission Bay, helping friends and family like you discover the joy of sailing, kayaking, and everything life on the water has to offer. I'm Logan from Bassline Kayaks, and if you ask Ron and Debbie Lane whether 45 years feels like a long time, they'll tell you time flies when you're having fun. You see, the Lanes have followed their passion for a life on the water, and they've made a living inviting others along for the ride. Over the years, the shop has grown and changed, and so have the employees and products inside. From selling catamarans in the 1970s as newlyweds, living in a VW bus in the store parking lot, to being the destination Hobie fishing kayak store they are today, working with their two sons and daughter. You might be looking for a new way to enjoy time on the water with your family, or maybe you're looking for a new way to stay active, enjoy nature, explore, and catch a spotted bay bass. Whatever your goals, come visit us in Dana Landing on Mission Bay, and we'll get you geared up and ready to enjoy life on the water.
One Rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. Check out the new CalStar models now available, as well as upgrades to the classic rods that you know and love. If you want your tackle to be state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar at fine tackle dealers.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at Royal Star Sport Fishing. Or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
The CCA California San Diego chapter is hosting their Apps and Tap celebration at Marina Village Saturday, May 17th from 4 to 8 p.m. Join CCA for an evening of great food and drinks, live music, raffle prizes, and a special Beacon Award presentation to honor Let's Talk Hookup host Pete Gray. Tickets can be purchased at www.ccacalifornia.org with a limited number of reserved seating available. We'll see you there.
All right. Good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We just heard the ad for the CCA there for the Beacon Award, Pete Gray.
Yeah.
Going to be honored, right? That's
gonna
so cool.
It's going to be very fun coming up on the 17th at Marina Village, the Apps and Taps event from CCA.
4 to 8 p.m.
Yep, and a Beacon Award being honored to Pete Gray. And it's good that we get control of the microphones because he's, like, way, way too humble to say anything about it. But, man, couldn't be going to a better dude, and it's going to be a great night having fun. And Apps and Taps is a very fun event. Last year that award was given to Frank Lopresti, and, you know, we were all there and got to go and, you know, hear everybody talking about him and having some killer food, lots of small bites. Jeff from Sushi on a Roll is going to be there, and yeah, just good
pizza,
food,
Dan.
Good drink, good times.
Yep.
talking some fun. And
I think there's going to be a little roasting going on maybe, right?
They give me a microphone, look out.
Watch
man.
Out,
I'm
man.
On
yeah, exactly. Can't wait for that one.
Well, we're having a great time here this morning, talking fun and talking fishing. And if you want to join us, man, Corey said it best. Give us a call on the fan. Jeff is standing by, 833-288-0973. Or keep those texts rolling, and lots of really good texts come through on that Let's Talk Hookup app.
And we're giving away a full-day trip, or an overnight trip on the Fortune with Jake, right? And you can upgrade that with any open party trip available, like whatever you want to do. Will you have 2.5 day, like that kind of open party?
Yeah.
So they could take that overnight trip and upgrade it to whatever they want.
Yep. Yep.
How about
That's
that?
Awesome,
that's kind of cool. Yeah. One lucky winner.
Really cool, Jake.
Yeah, super cool. You got a text going there,
right? I do. Speaking of overnights, I thought it was a good time to read. It says, good morning, boys. Great job. Oh, sorry. Great job running the show, Ricky. I did not mean to read that part. My question was for Captain Jake. I've never fished a reverse overnight trip, and notice the Fortune has several of them coming up. My question is departure and return times, which we mentioned yesterday, but we can go over again. But also, how do the DFW limits apply to these trips? And do catch limits reset for anglers at midnight? How does that all work? Ralph and Menifee.
Really
Thanks,
good
Ralph.
Question.
Yeah, that's a good question. So it doesn't reset. It's a one-day trip, so you're allowed one-day limits, two fish per person.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And you and one more time, how does the departure and return times work on those, Jake?
So we leave at noon, and then our scheduled time to be back is 8 o'clock. But we've been going far lately, so to give us ample fishing time till about 3 in the morning, 2:30, 3 in the morning, we're getting back at 9 or 10 o'clock.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. Gets that whole nighttime thing in there.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Like perfect.
And then the 12 o'clock departure gives us that little bit of leeway to come in a little later.
Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah, it gives you time to get the boat redone, reset, scrubbed up, ready for the next round.
Yeah.
I dig it, man. I think that's such a cool trip. Hey, appreciate the text, Ralph, very much. Corey, time to find out what's going on the water.
Yeah, we've got the man, Brian Woolley, Mr. Woolley, on hold here. We're going to hear what's happening up there at Dana Point. We're going to find out. I told him the calico's probably biting the surface within 10 days. We'll see what happens, but it's brought to us by Kamikatsu, and if you're fishing, like to fish for tuna, you're not using Kamikatsu hooks, you're missing bites. The Nautilus Circle Hook comes in sizes as small as a number 4 and up to a 6-aught. And for big fish, the Nautilus HD is tough enough but not oversized. Both come with a ring or no ring. See your local dealer or check Kamikatsu.com. And good morning, Mr. Woolley.
Hey, Woolley.
Hey, what's happening, guys? Good morning, good morning. How's things? All good?
Everything's going
all
good.
All good, yeah.
It's like hanging in there. Yeah,
good enough in terms of board operation. Goes.
Yeah, right. Rick's doing an awesome job. Yeah.
Nice. Well, hey, for us this week, some pluses and some minuses is kind of how the week shook out. You know, like our water temp's 60 to 62 degrees, which was, you know, that's a win in the water temp category for sure. With that, we saw a little bit of life, things perked up a little bit in our half-day zone for the half-day fishermen. A little bit of kelp bass action on the fly line anchovy, which was obviously welcome to see, right? That's Corey's jam for sure. Some caught on the rubber lures this week. So it was just like incremental increases on, you know, activity with that water temp. So certainly good. Obviously, we have this low pressure kind of putting a wrench in things here for the next day or two, I'd imagine, with the wind that's going to be out of this. But live anchovies and sardine was our bait mix this week, so perfect for that kelp bass opportunity. And then the guys sending a bait to the bottom had some sheephead, whitefish, few sand bass, just kind of the typical stuff you'd see, on that half-day deal. Lighter line was the way to go, too, with that live bait if you wanted it, you know, near the surface. So guys are fishing, like, 12 to 15 pound and had no problem catching some fish. So incremental increase, perfect for that half-day stuff. Rockfish for the three-quarter day guys was pretty much centered on the 14-mile bank this week. Mild conditions and almost perfect drifts made it pretty easy to get the lines to the fish in, like, the 100-fathom, 150-fathom zone, so, like, 600 to 700 feet of water. Real nice quality on that rockfish out there still with solid mixed bags of Floridas, Boccaccios, Chilis. Again, that live bait on the dropper loops was great. Didn't matter if it was a sardine or an anchovy. That stuff was all over it. And then with that nice condition, the jig anglers had no problem getting down to the bottom with those, or into the zone, I should say, with those 250 to 350-gram jigs. And those are like 8 to 12-ounce jigs, you know. So it was perfect conditions to get that stuff down. Those guys did really, really good again this week on that slow pitch style stuff. And then stretching it out a little bit over to Clemente Island with the Fury this week, a couple days, more solid rockfish for his guys in the mornings. Nice quality Clemente Island reds mixed in with some other species and stuff. And then bonito action in the shallows with plenty of whitefish and sheephead. And they did see a little bit of sign of yellowtail. They had one, I think they had their first yellowtail of their season yesterday. It's like a 15-pound fish. But, you got to start someplace.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, just kind of seeing things come together, kind of like I talked about at the beginning of the port, you know. Right water in the right zone for us here in the half day, and they're starting to see some of that stuff clean up and get to where it needs to be over at the island. So keep tabs on that during the week, and that was kind of it for us in a nutshell. So if you want to hop on a trip with us, give us a jingle here at the landing, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can hit us on the web at danawharf.com or link us right there through the Let's Talk Cook Up page and make those reservations and coming out with us.
I love it, man. We'll ride this little bit of weather out today, get right back to catching, and sounds like things are off to a great start. Willie, appreciate a great report as always, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, boys. Have a great week.
Thanks, Willie. Appreciate that very much, and hopefully we'll hear from our surf guru soon. Do want to take another time to mention, for those that didn't catch at the very beginning of the show, we do have a little technical issue going on, and it is with the audio just on the Facebook and YouTube live stream. Obviously, you can hear everything that Jake and Carl and Corey and I are saying, but no audio from the phone callers or the commercial spots. So highly encourage you to listen on the app. If you do want to watch the live cam and see Jake's beautiful face sitting here this morning, you can do that. But in terms of audio, just fire the app off. I think that would be the way to do it. If you wanted to watch the show, just listen on the Let's Talk Hookup app. All of the audio, all on there. But just this weekend, until we get that figured out. No caller and no commercial on the Facebook or the YouTube stream. Everything is available on the Fan, and everything is available on the app.
Pete's got his work cut out, man, when he comes back, right?
Yeah. Well, exactly. Hopefully he doesn't worry about that at all and just worries about catching some big Montana trout.
I know.
In the meantime, while we're waiting for our surf guru, Corey, why don't we jump back into the phones?
Let's do that. How about Baja Ben from Chula Vista? Good morning, Ben.
What's up, Ben?
Good morning. Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Good morning.
Doing good.
My question is, for the experienced angler, what's the most repeated mistake you see out there for your experienced anglers? You know, is it their organization? Is it them not helping the people that know less than them? Like, what do you think the setback is for the people that do go all the time?
I'd say it's communication and following their line still, you know? Like, once they have a fish on, your experienced angler should know to start going up the rail when the fish is going up, you know? And then helping the guys that don't know so much, like communicating with them. You got to go under, you know? You got to go over me. And also that's where the crew does come in there fully. But I'd say that's pretty much the biggest thing there is they still don't always know to follow their fish.
I think you said it, Bet. Communication is the best thing you could have said. And as a guy gets a little more savvy and a little more savvy, you start to worry a little bit less about not following your line. That becomes routine, and you start to observe what your fellow passengers are doing. And if a guy's brand new to it, he's got tunnel vision, he's got his big bluefin on, nobody blames that guy for not being perfect. But if you've been at the rail a bunch of times, Ben, you might look down and see where he is, and you know what move he has to make, and the guy next to you, and so you can just as easily be Jake and just say, hey, hey Carl, I'm going to be coming under you. Hey, Carl, you're over me. Why don't you just step over the top? And if you can be that savvy guy that helps everybody else out, that makes the whole click
exactly.
better.
Yeah.
And you take a chaotic moment and you actually make it manageable, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
for sure.
Sounds simple, but for a lot, it's difficult.
It's like the very beginning, you don't know where you are, and then as you become a little more advanced, okay, you figure out exactly where you're at, and then when you really got a good handle of it, you figure where you're at and the guy next to you is at. You know?
Yeah, it was a great question from Baja Ben.
Yeah, I dig it.
Yep.
Hey, well, we had another great text come through. It says, good morning, everybody. My question is for Jake. It's a lot, so get ready. No, all good. Jake, what's the maximum of number of people you can take on a charter? Also, what's the minimum load that you like to take? Can I bring a drone with me to film? And last but not least, what is your favorite fish to catch and the biggest bluefin on the Fortune so far?
All right, so where are we starting here?
So we're starting with loads. What's the max that you like to take on a charter? What's the minimum that you like to take on a charter?
The max we can take is, like, around 20.
Okay.
Okay, and then the minimum is 10, 12. It's just if you want to charter the boat, it doesn't matter if it's
your boat.
Four of you or 15 of you, you know.
Yeah.
But, so.
You know, and if you have your group, I mean, if you've got 10 guys that want to go and you're a construction crew or whatever you're doing, if you want to take care of clients and whatever we have going on, you want it to be 10 or 12 guys. I mean, that's the perfect.
You're providing full crew no matter what.
No matter what.
I mean, if the guy, if it's six buds that want to charter the Fortune, you're getting some one-on-one experience.
Yeah.
Over the last 10 years being in the reservations, it's been a dozen times where I've seen two people show up on a charter. You know, it's just me and my son or me and my daughter or two or three best buds go on. Like, just three of you?
That's cool.
All we want.
That's all right.
Yeah. You're paying for the boat, so you can bring as many people as you want, or as little as people as you want.
And that's the experience they want.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then with the drone thing, you can bring a drone, but if it flies away or whatever, you know, like, you can't hit return to home out there because the boat's always drifting, you know. The wind is up. You're not going to be able to fly it. But, if it's good weather, good everything, of course you can fly a drone. There's no problem with that.
Operate at your own risk.
Yeah, exactly.
That's cool. But certainly some really cool footage of seeing guys do that, and I'm sure especially your time on the Star and on the Fortune too, I'm sure guys making some unreal footage. I can only imagine, foamer fishing and just times when it's you guys are on the ropes and everybody's got one going, the angles from up above, like that's got to be super cool.
It hasn't happened yet, but like when we're on a sick kite bite, I want a drone shot of right over the bait,
totally. Now what about on the personal side, what is your what's your favorite thing? How about a double up on John's question? What's your favorite thing to fish for as just Jake, and then your favorite thing to run the boat for?
my favorite thing to fish for is, well, I like bass fishing, like at the lake, you know, but also I'd say bluefin.
Okay.
Bluefin are one of my big bluefin, yeah. Big bluefin, big yellowfin, anything big. I really like using the kite.
I was just going to ask you that. All things combined, how are you catching a big one? Is it a plunker rig? Is it a kite blow up on a flyer?
Yeah. No doubt. Kite or the backpack flyer works really good. Or if we have a bunch of, we just made some flyers and we saved some live, those fly line, the live ones.
Now talk about that a little bit. Carl mentioned that, you know, that there's been a little increase in just guys bringing and fishing some flyers, like dropping back a flyer just on a sinker type rig, backpack rigs like you're talking about. Are you starting to see guys not in a kite scenario, but just fishing a dead flying fish?
Yeah, and it works good too, because you're on the other side of the boat, you know, the kite's all downwind and everything, and with that backpack rig where you put the little piece of foam on its back, there's a special way you do it to get it to float just right. Mm-hmm. You know, and you don't want the foam wider than the flying fish either. You want the foam to where they can't see the foam when they're looking up at it.
And similar hook rig that you would on the kite? Is it lesser? Is it a single hook? Do you still like
just
the single
hook,
and the treble?
Either a big J or a big circle hook through its nose.
That sounds crazy,
right?
Man.
Yeah.
I mean, do you sell them in the shop?
And just start giving it line. Let
I mean, you got my attention on that one. Yeah,
cool.
Guys buy them in the shop, take out on the trips, Rick? I mean,
they do. I mean, you know, as we know, flying fish are not an inexpensive bait.
No.
You know, and I would make sure that you talk to your captain and crew before you go hand. Last thing we always recommend that in the shop. Like, last thing we want is for guys to be buying a $20 bait or a $30 bait, and then, you know,
the captain doesn't want it.
The crew's like, hey, what are you doing? We're not doing this. But again,
Jake invites it, right?
Well, yeah. Jake's got that small group, big fish specialty. That's what they do.
Man, that's some good stuff. Got my attention. We're going to be right back. We have a full another hour with Jake from The Fortune with us, and we're going to be right back on 97.3 The Fan, YouTube, Facebook Live, and the Let's Talk Cook-Up app.
Haida Safaris, formerly Queen Charlotte Safaris, invites you to experience the magic of the Haida Gwaii Islands, British Columbia, Canada. Hi, I'm Valerie Hopebridge. 25 years ago, I fell in love with these incredible islands, the breathtaking scenery, the warm community, and the truly phenomenal fishing. That passion inspired me to open my own fishing lodge, just steps from the Sanskrit Harbor at Haida Gwaii Safaris. You will be fishing in pristine, pressured waters for Chinook, King Salmon, Halibut, Lingcod, and much more. Plus, be surrounded by untouched beauty. We pride ourselves on creating an unforgettable venture that turns first-time guests into lifetime friends. You will come for the fishing, and you will come back for the memories. We are booking now. Call us at 1-877-815-2892 or visit our website, qcsafaris.com. Find us on Facebook and Instagram. Haida Gwaii Safaris, where adventure and friendship meet.
Enter into spring with powerful deals on new Yamaha outboards during Yamaha's Ride the Wave sales event. Now through May 21st, 2025, purchase a new eligible Yamaha 450 to 30 horsepower outboard and get up to 7 years of warranty protection. Looking for a lower horsepower? Yamaha's got you covered. Purchase a new Yamaha 25 to 2.5 horsepower outboard and receive up to $500 in dealer credit. That's up to 7 years of warranty protection or up to $500 in dealer credit. Visit your local Yamaha dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Offer ends May 21st, 2025. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24-month Yamaha extended service added to 36 or 60-month factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty for select motors. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rock Cod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally, all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters, and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters. 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.